December 24th, 2017. Merry Christmas Eve, and welcome to Sunday at CMU. I'm your host, Aaron Epp. You are listening to a weekly radio program of Canadian Mennonite University. CMU is a university of the church in the world. I invite you to pray with me. All-powerful God, your eternal word took flesh on our earth when the Virgin Mary placed her life at the service of your plan. Lift our minds in watchful hope to hear the voice which announces his glory, and open our minds to receive the Spirit who prepares us for his coming. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our speaker on the program this Advent season is Dr. Andrew Dick, Assistant Professor of Ministry Studies at CMU. Thank you, Andrew, for taking the time to speak to us this month.
Today is the fourth Sunday of Advent, and it's Christmas Eve. I'm delighted to wish each of you a wonderful and blessed Christmas celebration. Today or tomorrow, many world leaders will give a Christmas message. Maybe you're looking forward to hearing the Queen or the Pope or the Prime Minister. In their Christmas speeches, these leaders usually refer to the year's national or global events. This year, they might refer to the devastation of hurricanes and earthquakes, or the ongoing civil wars, or the escalation of racial tensions around the world. As I've been thinking about today's scripture reading, I've been especially aware of the racist and tribal thinking that's been evident in the actions of individuals and groups and nations this year. So it's with that in mind that I'm reading Romans chapter 16, verses 25 to 27. These are verses that conclude Paul's letter to Christians of differing ethnicities in Rome. Now to God, who's able to strengthen you people according to my gospel and the proclamation about Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages but is now disclosed, and through the prophetic writings according to the command of the eternal God, is made known to bring about the obedience of faith for all the nations, to the only wise God through Jesus Christ, to him be the glory forever. Amen. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Paul's epistle to the Romans is an extended missionary support letter. Paul was getting ready for a missions trip to Spain so that Jews, Greeks, and even non-Greek speakers, known as barbarians, could receive the gospel. To do that, Paul needed the encouragement and support of the house churches in Rome, churches he hadn't visited before. So he wrote them this letter so they would understand his gospel message and would become united in their support of his mission. Our text today is Paul's doxology at the very end of his letter. In these words, praising God, Paul refers to the gospel, the good news about Jesus Christ that Paul's been preaching. Paul calls this gospel a mystery that used to be hidden, but which God has now revealed for everyone. In another letter by Paul, the letter to the Ephesians, he spells out that mystery. The revealed mystery of the gospel is that through the death of Jesus Christ, God has put to death the hostility that once divided Jews and non-Jews, like a wall. In Jesus' crucified and resurrected body, God is creating a new humanity from groups that were once opposed to each other. Coming back to the doxology in Romans, this mystery, this gospel of reconciliation, is bringing about the obedience of faith for all nations. Women and men of every race, ethnicity, and status can now learn to live a new kind of life, a life of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Jesus made this life possible when he was raised from the dead. In the chapters preceding this doxology, Paul's described in more detail what this new life in Christ is like. In this life, no one thinks too highly of themselves, but everyone knows they belong to all the others. Each person competes to honor the others by meeting their needs, showing hospitality, even blessing enemies. Desires of the flesh are replaced with the desire to follow Jesus. Disagreements about how to follow Jesus include no judgment and no ridicule, so each person can live in peace and faith. And in this new life, people welcome one another just as Christ has welcomed them, so that God's glory, God's marvelous reputation, becomes evident to everyone. This new life, this new way of being human together is what the gospel accomplishes. This is the obedience of faith for all the nations. And God brought the world this wise and joyful life through Jesus Christ, the same Jesus whose birth we celebrate tonight. Glory to God. In 2017, I've glimpsed this new life for the nations in many places. Here in Winnipeg, for instance, I've watched an aging congregation become a multinational church where German and English speakers worship alongside Korean and Russian speakers. Glory to God. I've heard a pastor from southern Manitoba tell how his town is extending its tables to welcome tens of refugees from Syria and beyond. Glory to God. I've watched a video of a missionary organization that hosts Christian and Muslim young adults in peacemaking conferences in Asia. Glory to God. I've watched church greeters welcome strangers in a church foyer. Glory to God. I've listened to my CMU students from different denominations and cultures speak with each other hospitably about being attentive to the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. In all these stories and countless others, the only wise God is bringing new life among the nations of Winnipeg and the world through Jesus Christ. As Paul wrote, glory to God forever. Before Jesus was raised on the cross and then raised from death to life, he prayed that he would bring glory to God. Much earlier, on the night of Jesus' birth, angels announced that same glory to stunned shepherds. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors. This Christmas, let's all join believers of every background, from every era, and say with Paul, to the only wise God through Jesus Christ be the glory forever. Amen.
Oh, praise the name of Jesus.
Oh, praise the name of Jesus, our King.
Oh, praise the name of Jesus,
our King, our King, our King, our King, our King.
Oh,
Thank you for joining me this morning for Sunday at CMU. May your heart be open to the coming of a Savior in this season. I invite you to pray for our mission of Christian university education. You can send your comments and donations to Sunday at CMU, 500 Shaftesbury Boulevard, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3P 2N2, or email us at sunday@cmu.ca. Until next week, my prayer for you is this. May God bless you and keep you. May the face of God shine on you and give you peace. Amen.